You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Some part after Atenah Lushai has a Qiri and Ketiv. That means the way it's written, we don't read it. It's written in one way, we read it a different way. So in this means more, in Sidurim does not point out, but in some Tehillim, it tells us what the written way is and how we read it. The way the Melech Shalom wrote it, he wrote it Lo Anachnu with Lamed Aleph. Lo Anachnu. That means we don't belong to Hashem. But the way we read it is Lo Anachnu with the Vav. You have noticed? Yes? Yes. So that's, it has a Ketiv that is Lamed Aleph, but the way it's written in your Sidurim is Lamed Vav. Lo Anachnu. You follow? You with me so far? In the Mizmor, it's written, Lo Anachnu. That means we don't belong to him. But we read it as, no, we are his. With the Lamed Vav. Because the difference between Lamed Aleph makes it negative. Yeah. And then Lamed Vav makes it Chiyuvi, positive. Good? Yes. But the Melech Shalom wrote it with the Lamed Aleph. Yes. So now there's an interesting quote. If you put, mix Lamed Aleph and Lamed Vav, what do you get? Mix it together. Elul. Elul. Oh, Chazakeh Baruch. Beautiful. Very nice. So that's something. So if you mix the Lamed Aleph and Lamed Vav, you get Elul, the month that we're in the process. So what is this message all about? So the Melech Shalom is teaching us in life, this law, that is with Lamed Aleph and Lamed Vav is a challenge that constantly we have. No! Yes! No! Should I get up? No, I sleep another 5 minutes. Should I go? No, I'm not going to go. Should I say? Yeah, I should say. Should I get angry? No? No, we have a video. No. So here this challenge is constant. It's constant. You know, lo. So that's Elul. That means we always, in circumstances that we are pulled by a force to do the good thing, and we have a force that pulls us back. No, there's no need. Somebody else will do it. Why are you pushing yourself? You became a chassid now? You're a chassid? What happened to you? So this is the challenge that we constantly go through. See, it's very interesting. So let's say somebody's walking on the street, not for anyone, a robber attacks him. So now he sees a police car passes by. Huh? So what is his reaction when he sees a police car? No, he just passed by. The robber attacked the man. So what is his reaction? Would he scream? Scream. What does he say when he screams?
Try to get help from him.
What does he say?
I've been wrongful.
Police, help me! Huh?
Stop me.
I'm sorry?
Stop me.
No. The police passes by. He didn't notice that he's attacked. But would he scream?
Yeah.
Why would he scream?
To grab his attention.
Warning.
So they know
to grab the police's attention.
Why? Why should he notice it?
It's his job.
He has to trust in them.
To who?
To the police.
Trust? What do you mean trust?
It's the police's job.
It's a lawyer here. What would you?
You are a policeman?
The job of the police is to...
To
save you. So you know this. It goes without saying, right?
Yes.
You don't need to go to school to learn this. You see the police? You shout, help me. This is what the Elul is all about. Elul is a police. Elul can save you. And that's what the Mizmor is all about. In life, you always go through this challenge. Look! There's no need. So when Elul comes, you have to get help. Why? Because you want to be. Deep down, you want to do it. You want to be part of the members of Hashem. No? But you see, you lax, you become weak, you don't have your simcha, you lose hope, you become disappointed, you become depressed. You say, no, forget it, what's the use? I did enough. How much? I keep reading Tehillim, Shamar Oleinu, I did Perek Shirah, nothing is happening. And what happens? You don't have the spirit anymore, you're not Sameach anymore, you cannot go on, you become lazy, you become weak, you become kaved. And that's what exactly the challenge here is. This is Elul. You see, you know you're in a danger, you see the police car passes by, you shout, help! That's what the Elul is all about. Because we all need help. Everybody needs help. Why? Because there's no exception. Everybody has this challenge. Low. Yes? No. Let's go. No. That's constant. Constantly we go through this. And that's the challenge. We have to win. Low anachno. No. Get away. I have no interest. I don't want to listen to you. That means you have to be torn. The Chas v'Shalom. This challenge would not go on. You have to be trained. Ready. Chas v'Shalom. In circumstances that, you know, replace that. So then, Chas v'Shalom, you don't know what to do. And then he gets you. He really gets you. He knows how to get you. He knows. And that's what the workshop that we're going through. That we have to, it's parallel. Ibn Sholam, that makes a chazak, Bezad Hashem, full of emuna, full of koach, that we'll be able to, Mesameach is Abinu Shabbat Shomayim, and Chaz v'Shalom will not go through these nisyonot, and be chazak, Bezad Hashem, ומשמח אבינו שבשמיים שנזכה בעזרת השם וכתיבה וחתימה טובה בעזרת השם שנה מלא ישוע
Listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.